You were going to tell us a little bit more about this case in Sicily. Do you have a few minutes for that one?
Yeah, because that's why my book is entitled How Do You Speak to a Ball of Light?
Go ahead.
Because the case in Sicily is 140 people in this small town in Sicily near the water called Caronia. And what was happening there were that these balls of light were coming out of the water, and they were going into the homes, and some of them were visible to the people, and they were interacting with the electricity where the houses would self-combust. So on television, we would get all these news about self-combusting houses, houses going on fire for no reason. So the electric company went down there and did the only thing they could do, which is shut off the electricity. And what would happen is the phenomenon continued. But even more, they had photographs of UFOs, unidentified flying objects in the air. And then the phenomenon continued, and so the people got very upset. Now, remember, the balls of light would be coming out of the water around the people. They would visibly see them around the animals, you know, the pets, and they would see them, and the washing machine would catch on fire. So it was around machines and around electrical wires, even when the electricity was turned off. The only thing they could do after 2.5 years, because the military police were there, the police were there, removed the 140 people out of Caronia and set up the whole entire village with cameras, surveillance cameras.
Oh, my. They were serious.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't know what to do. I mean, this is one of the problems with the UFO phenomenon, because I talked to somebody involved in the investigation, and he said, we don't know what to do. We know these balls of light are coming out of the water. These orbs, or these huge orbs, are coming out of the water. We know they're interacting with the house. Of course, it's stopped now. The people are gone from the homes. But they're very upset because the people want to go back into their homes, and they're wanting the Italian government to give them damages, you know, the damage.
Yeah.
But you've got balls of light coming out of the water that are not hostile because they haven't burned or killed anybody. You've got balls of light there, George. And then you have the orbs of the fast walkers that are seen in space by NASA during STS-75 when the tether was broken, where you see that film footage of these pulsating balls of light. So I think we should be studying that. I've gone one step further to look at the light phenomenon, and of course the people in Sicily have said that telepathically they had some kind of communication with this.